Good evening. Okay, we're finishing the siman tonight. I intended to finish it last night, but didn't quite manage. A couple of se'ifim, and then we'll move on to the... and I want to get the midshir today to start with siman ayin vav, which is the sugya of v'hoyo machanecha kadosh, which is the follow-on, which is the sugya of tzoya. So we'll get there shortly. Let's just finish off siman ayin hey. We spoke in great detail about Kol Beisha'avo yesterday, and I mentioned in addition a few shilas, and what they'll be discussed now. Additional shilas. So let's see what Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Dalet. Siv Dalet says, also likois keneged erva, afilu shel oved gilulim, v'chen keneged erva, as cotton also. Shulchan Aruch says over here that when it comes to an erva, it doesn't make a difference if it's an erva of a goy or of a cotton. An erva is considered an erva, even if it's a goy's erva, even if it's a cotton, a child's erva, and it's also to read in front of that Shema and Sedvarim Shebekdusha. The Ramah says, "Vish matir neged ervas cotton calls man she'en roli bia." The Ramah says, if he's under 3 years old, well, in fact, according to Poskim even more than what Tzibudim Shnebura says, then 3 years if it's a girl and 10 if it's a boy, Mishnebura says it cotton chav gimel, then there's no problem. So again, the Ramah says, "Yesh matir neged ervas cotton calls man she'en roli bia, 3 for a girl, 9 for a boy, v'chenik, and that's the halacha." The interesting shaila which is discussed of is actually with regards to a moel. A moel, when he performs the bris mila, then obviously he's handling the what's the halacha there. So the Ramos says the Mishnah Berurah says in Zifkot and Chavdalet. Interestingly, he speaks about the moel and he said v'chein kosav magnavom mikol mokom lo yecho is a moel neg ha'ervo biyodo b'shas ha'brocha. The magnavom says that although the halach is of ervas cotton, if it's literally a baby, there is no it's fine, it's not considered an erva. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the name of the magen avom that one should not hold mamash the erva when one makes the brocha. The moel shouldn't mamash hold the erva. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that in the name of the Prima Godim, the achshav shein bekin kol kach yeshloch shezakana v'yeshlit fos biyodoy. Nowadays, the zakana, of course, one has to hold the erva b'shas the mila. The moel must do so, otherwise it's zakana, and that's the halacha, and it's perfectly in order. So the chum of the Magen Avraham is not lehalacha. So says the Mishnah Berurah, and that leads us to see, hey, which is the following: erva b'ashoshes. If it's an erva, which is, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, through glass, v'roya oisadech tfanoiseo, and you can see through the wall of the glass, also likos kenegdo, the ksiv lo'yirech ervas dovo, v'om ischazia. The post said, lo'yire b'cho ervas dovo. If an erva can be seen, even if it's through glass, and there is physically a wall separating, but if it is seen, you're not allowed to say Shema there. Right, this is Sif Hey telling us that although there is a separation, nevertheless, if it is seen, you're not allowed to say Shema. And finally, say Vav, which is a very important Sif, which really wraps everything together. So Ervo Kenegdo Vehechse Ponov Mimeno. If there was an Ervo before a person, Vehechse Ponov, and he turns away, Mimeno from the Ervo, Osha Otsam Einov. Or he closes his eyes, Oishu Blalo, it's night, Oishu Sumo is blind, Chalila, Motalikrois, you're allowed to say Shema, the Beriyo Talarachmona, because it's all depending on Riyah, on seeing, Volo Chazila, and he cannot see. That really goes back to the Shaila that we spoke earlier about what happens if somebody's in the tube, or somebody's in any place for that matter, where there's a person who's not wearing tzniyasti clothes. What should be done then? Is it good enough to close your eyes? Is it good enough to turn away? So according to Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is, can you turn away and say Shema? Turn away and learn? So according to Ramah, it's fine. If you're not seeing it, it's fine. Closing eyes, turning away, blind person, night, it's all fine. To Mishnah Berurah, however, brings a chumrah, which is the following. Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot and Chavtes says, Oysha Otsim, V'achroinim iskim, the consensus of the Achroinim is, to call Elu Eitzes, the Vav Machzor, Sponim Loi Mahani. All those Eitzes are not sufficient, excluding turning around. Turning around is fine, but closing eyes is not. It's not you don't see, but it must not be seen. But even if we say that turning around is fine, That's only rak tafki mechze kol guf v'oimitzad acher. That's not enough to just turn your face away. That's not sufficient. You physically need to turn around completely your whole body. The nas is ervo mitzido, so that the ervo is not opposite you, it's on your side. Avali mechze panav levad. But if you just turn your face, loy mahan, it's not good enough. Therefore, if a person is naked himself, there's no way he can say divrei Torah. So this is a very important seif. The last and final seif of this siman is actually very important because that really wraps everything up. What if you're in the tube or in any place that there's an avod or for any makim chusse, which is opposite you? Can you learn? Can you say Shema? Can you not? So according to the Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is, you close your eyes or you turn away and it's fine. When it's dark, it's fine as well. A blind person, it's fine because you're not seeing the Eva. No, you are fine. However, according to Mishnah Berurah, it's not necessarily fine. It depends. First of all, if you're turning away, you need to physically turn away completely. Just to turn your face a little bit, that's not good enough. You need to be facing another direction completely, totally. Point number one. Point number two, closing eyes, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is not good enough. That's what he says. It's not good enough to just close your eyes. So if you want to just close your eyes in front of a woman who's not wearing tzitzit clothes, you just want to close your eyes, call the Mishnah Berurah, it is not good enough. Not good enough. You'll have to turn completely physically. You need to turn away completely if you want to say Devom Shem B'Kedusha. Yeah.
How does Shulchan get out of the issue of Gilui Erva?
That's Gilui Erva. Gilui Erva.
Now we're saying that I assume this is also considered Gilui Erva to an extent, and just because he's closing his eyes, it's still, prohibition should still stand.
According to Shulchan Aruch.
He said, well, according to Shulchan Aruch, it was fine. So,
If
Gilui Erva is an Isra, then why is it fine just because his eyes closed?
It's a very good question. It's a very good question. Pardon? So that's still called an Erva. You're right, it's probably not as, it's a Mokim Chusse, but, I mean, Shulchan Aruch is literally talking about Hoso Erva Kenegdoi Vechse Ponov. It's talking about it's talking about an Erva Kenegdoi. And nevertheless, I think the answer is, I'm pretty sure the answer is that it's not considered a Gilui. The Shulchan Aruch will hold that's not considered Gilui Erva because it's not revealed. He's closing his eyes, so it's not revealed. I think that's because ultimately it's all depending on Lo Yireh Becha Erva's Dova, and that will not be considered Yireh, not be seen. That's probably the answer. Does that make sense to you? What do you think? What do you, Taina? Yeah, because I definitely said that, because I went according to Mishnah Berurah.
And I wrote Gilui Erva, even if you can't see.
Yeah, because I was going according to Mishnah Berurah.
Right, so maybe you should learn slightly different.
Correct. He will say that Gilui, there's an Isur Torah, if the Gilui Erva is revealed, he will not say, if it's not be seen, it's not seen. That's right, I went according to Mishnah Berurah, correct. Yeah, I went to the Maskana. Yeah, right, okay. Okay, this is all very much, I think that this halacha is extremely relevant and extremely important. I said, if you... Oh yes, so I forgot to mention that. The halacha is... very good, yes. Okay, so the halacha is that it is not considered an Erva. Erva of animals is not considered an Erva. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, very good. Thank you very much. Good question. So what do you, Taina? Holding a sefer in front of you. Holding a sefer in front of you. What would that be called? Can you... So you're saying, according to the Shulchan Aruch... You're saying it needs to be 10 tefachim? It's not a mechitza. So I suppose you don't have to. You're not asking. You need to have hilchas mechitza. Don't think you need hilchas mechitza. You're asking if there's some sort of separation. Is that good enough? So I think it's true to say, Rabbi, so what do you think? A lady who is not wearing tznestic clothes, and you're in the tube. You want to learn? You take the Mishnah Berurah like this. Pardon? Yeah, it's very Yeah, they don't twist. Yeah. So what do you? What, can you just hold the Mishnah Berurah in front of you? Looks weird, huh? Yeah. It's okay. So the answer, Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's definitely in order. According to Mishnah Berurah, it's going to be a problem, but I don't know. See, because the Poskim do mention that if you, they mention the Mishnah Berurah that we mentioned yesterday, that if it's called, we are living among, do you remember the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Cotton in Yud Zayin, if you're living amongst Goyim, it's Las Hashem Efer So Asecha. Yeah, so if that's very much the good, sometimes on certain circumstances, if the question is either that, or, you know, sometimes there's room for leniency according to the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. Okay, we're now moving on to the Siman Ein Vav, which is the follow-on topic of V'hoya Machanecha Kodosh, which is Tzoya, a person's, what's the polite word?
Excrement.
Yes, thank you very much. This Tzoya, and we're going to be discussing Tzoya and Meiraglayim, urine. We're going to be talking now for a number of Shurim. It's a topic on its own, which is very different than the sugya of Erva, and its ramifications are also very different, and we'll be discussing a lot of its halachas now. The first siman I involve tells us about Tzoya, and we'll be seeing it's going to continue into quite a number of interesting topics. But let us start with siman I involve Seif Aleph. So lizor mit Tzoya b'shas kriya shema. Tzoya itself is something which the pasuk says, "V'hoya machanecha kadosh." Your machane, your camp, has to be kadosh, has to be holy. And from here, Chazal learn that anything which is tzoya has to be distanced whilst you recite your machane, has to be kadosh. Although it's referring to war, really, but we learn from there that any dvarim shebektusha cannot be done in a mokhaim tzoya. And we'll be discussing a lot of its halachas that Seif Aleph tells us. Tzoya be'ashoshis. Tzoya which you can see through glass. And remember that in previous generations, obviously the sanitary facilities were very, very, were not on a similar standard than what we're blessed with nowadays. So you had sometimes you'd encounter tzoya. And the halacha is tzoya shebashos. If you can see the tzoya, there's a glass separating, but you can see the tzoya. Mota likrois connector. There's a glass separating, but you can actually see the tzoya. Mota likrois connector. You're allowed to recite Shema whilst you can see the tzoya. Although there's a wall separating, you can see it through the wall, but it's visible, but there is a separation. You are allowed to say Shema in that case, Mishum de Bekisu Tole Rachmana, because the pasuk says it needs to be covered, and it is covered. Ksiv Chisisa Yitzei Asecha, your Tzoya, it needs to be covered, Vamiskasi, and it is covered. So it is, there is a separation, and therefore it's fine. Just to point out, straight out of here, what is the halacha with regards to Erva in such a case? If there is an Erva which can be seen, but there is a wall in between, what's the halacha? That's right, you cannot say Shema. So Tzoya, if it's visible, but there's a separation, you can say Shema, as opposed to Erva, where it's visible, even if it's a glass, it doesn't help. You're not allowed to say Shema. So, right, so that's straight away big enough kamina. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out, of course, very on a practical. He says in Sif Kotten Gimel, he says, in Sif Kotten Gimel, he says, "Connector v'mi gyalo reach ra." Also, everything we're discussing now is if there's no smell. If there is a smell of the tzoya, then of course everything is going to be also referring specifically if there's no smell. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sif Kotten Beis that we're not only, it's a very important halacha likrois, that you should know the b'chol halacha is elu, all these halachas which we'll be discussing now at Siman Peiches, until Siman Peiches, so for a good few weeks, whenever we talk about Shema, v'chen li'in Yisra'el v'an Yiskalel, and similarly when we talked about Erva in previous Siman, Kol mokim, every place, shenizkar hadin, where the din is mentioned, le'inyin kriya shema, where we are talking about kriya shema, bein le'inyin heta, bein in issa, whether it is something is permitted or something is also, who love dafki kriya shema, it is not only kriya shema that we're talking about, the wadin toira v'tfilah, it's also talking about learning toira, v'tfilah, and also davening shemana essa, v'chol inyone k'tusha, and any k'tusha matter, any brochas, etc. Uvein shoyme b'loshna kodesh, whether you are talking loshna kodesh, uvein b'loshna cholu, you're talking any other on foreign language, you're talking English as well. So if you want to learn, there's an erva in front of you, there's a tsoya in front of you, and you want to, and you want to learn, so just because you're learning in English, it does not change matters. It doesn't make it any better. It doesn't make a difference which language you say. Make sense? Yeah? It doesn't make a difference which language. It's going to be also anyway. Okay, so if there's tsoya begumo, if there's tsoya in the gumo, there's tsoya in a hole. So there's a hole, a pit, and there's tsoya inside it, which of course was the most common, was the toilets. Tsoya begumo, there's a tsoya in a gumo. So, and you want to say Shema? Or you want to say Ashayotza for that matter. What are you meant to do? Again, if this is, assuming there's no Reach Ra coming, as Mishnah Berurah says. Meniach sandal yoleo, you're allowed to put your sandal, your shoe on top of it. Vekoyre, and you say Shema, techashiva kemechose. It's considered covered. It's considered covered. Vekivan she'en Reach Ra megialoi, and since there's no smell reaching you, mota it's permitted. Vehu shaloye sandaloi negiabo, this is as long as your shoe is not touching the tzoya. If your shoe gets all dirty from the tzoya, you're going to have a problem. But otherwise, it's fine. Heviru tzoya lefonov. See if, yeah.
The lid on the toilet.
Yeah, we'll be fine. I hear. It's still considered mechusa. Yes, good. Let's think this through. If with regards to the problem is, yeah, so it's true that many poskim. So you are going specifically into the shaila as to whether beis hakisse nowadays has got a din of a beis hakisse. Okay, so now it happens to be that you're right. If there is a kisui, we're learning now that there's a kisui. It helps as far as this is concerned. However, there's another halacha that is a place which is called a beis hakisse, which is a mokum kavua, as we learned, a mokum kavua, which is beis hakisse. There's an issa of dom shebekdusha there anyway. There's a problem there anyway. This could be talking about a field. This is actually talking about a field where it hasn't got a din of a beis hakisse. Well, yes, for that, yeah, you're right. It will help that it's considered mokum mechusse. Happens to be that it's halacha lemaisa. It's not going to help because you've got a problem of a beis hakisse. Yeah. Does that, Siv Gimel. Have you tzoy lefonov, if tzoy was passed before him, also liko is connector. So even if it's a tzoya which is brought past him, you're not allowed to say Shema there. And now he goes into a pi chazir, a mouth of a chazir, a mouth of a pig. Ketzoya oiveres domi, it's considered a tzoya oiveres, it's considered a constant tzoya. Have you ever seen a mouth of a chazir? There's nothing more unappetizing. So it's because v'afilu oile min anor, even if he's just coming out from his bath from the river, ein arachitz ma'eles loy, it won't help. It won't help. The fact that he wasn't just in the river having a bath, it does not help at all. It doesn't clean it. Because it's considered a graf shalrei. It's a place which is miyuchad for dirt. It's a place which is designated for dirt. And even if you just clean it, even if you clean it with bleach, it's considered the mouth of the chazir. It's considered tzoya uveres. And you've always got a din of a tzoya. Always got a din of tzoya. And you won't be able to recite Shema there. So aloch lemais, if you're in a farm, yeah, specifically chazir, yeah, it's a chazir. A chazir. The emissary says, the question that you're asking is something which I'm not quite sure why. I mean, chazirim are obviously, they are very dirty animals. But I wonder, I mean, I don't find some other animals, I don't find particularly hygienic either. But there is plenty of animals who also seem to be tossing and turning in dirt. I don't know why chazir. How is your farming skills, Abosai?
If I'm through the soil,
the mamash lusa.
Mixed up with the sower.
Right.
Animals don't do that.
Okay, so that's the answer. Right. Okay. Now, the shayla in Ziv Dalet goes into tzoya al besoroi. If there is a bit of tzoya on one's body, can you say Shema? If there is a bit of tzoya on one's body. And the halacha is as follows. Hoy so tzoya al besoroi. If there is a bit of tzoya on one's body, mechuse bevgadov, but it is covered with one's clothes. Oy, alternatively, sheichnis yado beveis hakise. If his hand penetrated into the beis hakise area, derechoyr. So you've got a beis hakise, you've got a toilet, and there's an opening there, and you stretched your hand into it. Derechoyr through a hole. Ve'eina meriach reach ro, and there is no smell emerging. Then yesh matir in likrois. So two cases. Case number one, if there is a bit of tzoya on your body and it's covered with cloth, case number one. Case number two, that you put entered your hand through a hole into the Beis HaKisei, but there's no smell. Then the halacha is yesh matir in likrois, some are matir to say shema, v'yesh oisin in some asa. So you've got a machloikes. V'yesh oimrim, let's stop here. So why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah says, this is machloikas. The Mishnah Berurah says, if cotton yud, what happens if a person's hand is slightly dirty still from the Beis HaKisei? Are you allowed to say Shema? Your hands are a little bit dirty. Are you allowed to say Shema? Hands are not completely clean. Are you allowed to say Shema? So, im ein boim amoshes, if there's no physical remains, there's nothing remains. No, mamash tzoya alo lichluch pa'alma. Forlach recha, if there's only little bit left, and there is no smell, v'hu al yodoy dumidi min mulei zeh, it's only like absolute very thin remains, then shor likro is connected, or filup alo ikusui. You're allowed to actually say Shema in that case, even if it's not covered. Right, so says the Mishnah, continues the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh oimrim shalahitir amatir v'tzoy al besor el b'mokim shir nichse me'elov v'loy malbush. Some say that the only case that is permitted to say if there's tzoya on your body, that's only if it's covered naturally. If that area of your body covers itself naturally, without excluding nothing, not garments. If your body covers itself, kigoyin atzili yodov, such as your hands normally they'll be covered anyway. That's silly odd of you. They're normally you're normally covering your hands. So it's an interesting case. So there's no problem. There's no problem if there's a bit of tzoya left. For noch and last is kedi b'machmi. However, it is right to be machmi either way. Says the Rama v'shichvazera al besor on one's body tinoi ketzoya is called the same halacha as tzoya. Moving on to Sif Hei. Tzoya befiat habas. Tzoya befiat habas in its emerging place, befiat habas. It was tzoya in that place. Afilu mechusa, even if it is covered, also likois lidivra koil. If there's a bit of tzoya left in that particular place, you're not allowed to say Shema according to any opinions. Afilu eino nireis kishu oimed, even if it cannot be seen. Veniris kishu yoishev, it is seen when you are sitting. Either way, it is not permissible to say Shema if there's tzoya befiat habas. The Mishnah Berurah says in Tzivkot and Tzayin, he says that the Mishnah Berurah goes into a discussion if somebody's got a serious case of diarrhea and it seems to be ongoing issue. He said it's you've got a very, very real problem of saying Shema. And this is something which Shlomo Zalman discussed in Dain Weiss as well. Somebody who has got, the shayla, I don't know what the medical term is. Somebody that needs to have there's a name for it. Somebody had to have an opening made into a stomach. There's a name for it.
A keyhole,
is that what it's called? There's a name for it. Somebody that, you make a slight opening in the, through surgery, you make a slight opening in the stomach to a person to relieve himself. What is it called? It's called, I think, do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah? There's some I forgot what it's called. Do you know what I'm referring to? There's a name for it. Some people, they have to have an opening in there, and then it's like a pipe coming out. And it's ongoing, and it needs to be flushed regularly. So what's the shy purpose of my ill or elderly people? This has to be done. What happens then? Is a person like that allowed to say Shema or not?
Covered.
Yeah.
It's clean.
Right. The problem is that you can't completely clean it. It needs to be flushed. It's quite a business. One case is actually a child. You can't keep it. If you take the pipe out for too long, then it actually gets the hole naturally, like any wound, will close up naturally. I think they say half an hour the threshold. You can't keep it. You have to keep the pipe has to be kept there at all times. So therefore, it's quite a shaila. So they say that you try to clean it, but if the cleaning doesn't help for permanently, so you can't ask a person like that from saying Shema his whole life. So you should clean it, and afterwards, the post came out here. There's no way to be mevatel a person like Rav Ozner says. You can't be mevatel a person like this from Torah and Shema for his whole life. Okay, fine. So just to recap what we covered tonight, we spoke about the erva of a cotton, of a ovet gilulim. It's considered an erva, according to Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah is matya ervas cotton. As long as he is under 3 for girl, under 9 for boy. The Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah does mention Mogen Avraham of a moyel, but we're not makpid nowadays because it's a sakana. Erva through a glass is considered an erva, and you're allowed to say Shema in front of that. It says, Lo yireh lecho ervas dov, it's all about seeing. Sevov teaches us that a person who has got an ervo in front of him, even if he closes his eyes, it's dark, he's blind, you're allowed to say Shema Kono Shulchan Aruch because you're not seeing the ervo. The Mishnah Berurah is machmir, unless you actually physically turn around completely. Sev Simon Ein Vov told us about Vayo Mechanecha Kodosh, Tzoy, which is through glass, is permitted. Siv Beis tells us tzoya in a hole is okay as long as you put your shoe there. If the shoe touches the tzoya, you've got a problem. If tzoya was brought and passed, and it's also a problem. And tzoya of the mouth of a chazir is always considered kirev shel rei. It's always a problem. We then learned as if there is tzoya on a person's body, we've got a machloikas. And the halacha one should be machmir. Sheikh Vazera is called a din of tzoya. And finally, we learned that tzoya b'fiat habas, even if it's covered, it's a problem. That's where we stop, and we'll continue tomorrow with Shemur.